go down to Iraq to bring you the story of one town. It's a story of resistance, but also a kind of cautionary tale. The Sunni Arab town of Zawiya, north of Baghdad, put up a fight when Sunni Muslim extremists from the so-called Islamic State tried to impose their rule there. They lost, and the Islamic State leveled the town as a warning to anybody else that dared to fight them. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
The town of Zawiya, just outside Tikrit, is destroyed. More than 200 of its homes blown up, and the residents have fled. The wealthy came here, to the northern Kurdish city of Erbil, for safety. We walk into one hotel lobby, and it is filled with men only from Zawiya. And then we drive to a little compound where families have rented homes for about $1,000 a month. Each home has five or more families.
My town is gone. They bombed our houses. Everything had gone. No, there is nothing there.
That's Abu Sa'd, a businessman in his 60s, who asked us to use his nickname for his safety. He welcomes us into the little home he and his four married sons and their families rented in Erbil. We sit on mats on the floor, surrounded by others displaced from Zawiya.
We have good houses, very, very luxury houses. I'm a businessman. I have two houses for my sons. They bomb it.
Everything is gone. Passports, furniture, memories, everything.
Because we fight them, they destroy us.
It is a cautionary tale for Sunnis who won't accept the brutal rule of the Islamic State. The fighters came on July 6th to this small town flanked by the Tigris River and mountains. They stole cars and told the people, mostly businessmen and soldiers, to repent and to disavow the government. Abu Sa'd says everyone refused.
We don't hurt anyone. How we announce our repentance? They say, if you don't announce your repentance, we should bomb your houses.
They begged the fighters to leave them alone. But the next day, the militants attacked with hundreds of vehicles equipped with heavy weaponry and intense mortar fire. The young men of the village fought for 4 hours, and when the ammunition ran out, everyone fled. At least 15 people were killed in the battle, two of them women. Abu Sa'd pulls out his phone to show me the house where he and his sons lived.
This is my house.
This is his house before.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a villa with a Mediterranean-style red roof, and then he shows me a picture of waist-high rubble where the house once was. Online, the Islamic State posted pictures of what it called the purification of Zawiya, pictures of homes burning, of rubble, and of bodies of people they called collaborators. During the fight, no one came to help from the state, the residents say. Abu Sa'd blames America for the tragedy. Since the U.S.-led invasion, they've lived 10 years of chaos with a corrupt government that divided the nation between Sunnis and Shias.
Everything is wrong in Iraq because of America. Because of America, they bring us fake government.
Now they're so desperate they'd welcome American troops or even a dictator to keep them safe. On the same street in Erbil are displaced from another town. They were forced to repent with scores of others. The police chief in that town opens his wallet and shows me the document, saying he disavowed his rank in the police. It has the signature black markings of the Islamic State on top. Even so, he left, because he doesn't trust that he'll be safe, and he asked us not to use his name for his protection. The rest of his family fled only this week, after government airstrikes rained down, killing nearly 2 dozen people. The men here say they would go back and they would fight, if they could fight with an army they trust. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.